everyone for coming today. Rodney, may you be blessed. Right now, I want to sing this. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. And if anybody knows the song, sing it with me. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him, and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name, and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name, and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name, and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. He is all my righteousness, I stand complete in him and worship him. He is all my righteousness, I stand complete in him and worship him. He is all my righteousness, I stand complete in him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Usually I hear some people saying, reading poems or reading something. So I got something to read. And first, I'm going to sing Jesus Loves Me, the chorus. You can sing with me, and then I'll read it. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Now this is a child's faith. Tells me so. Little children, ask no more, for love is all they're looking for. And in a smile child's shining eyes, the faith of all the ages lies. And tiny hands and trussled heads that kneel in prayer by little beds are closer to the dear Lord's heart and to his kingdom more a part than we who search and never find the answer to our questioning mind. For faith in things we cannot see requires a child's simplicity. For lost in life's complexities, we drift upon uncharted seas. And slowly faith disintegrates while wealth and power accumulates. And the more man learns and less he knows, and the more involved his thinking grows, and in his arrogance and pride, no longer is man satisfied. To place his confidence in love, with childlike faith in God above. O Father, grant once more to men a simple childlike faith again, and with a small child's trusting eyes, may all men come to realize that faith alone can save man's soul and lead him to a higher goal. Amen. And I just thank the Lord I can get up here. When I first got saved and was learning about the Bible, and I just had that desire to get up front one day. And that was back a long time ago, but now I'm kind of, I'm thankful I am up here, and that the Lord's got something on my heart to say later on. And God bless you all for coming out this morning. If you want to turn in Mark chapter 5, verse 25, I have the King James Version. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, she had an issue of blood, she, for 12 years, that's a long time. Long time to carry that issue. Has any of us got issues that I know I have? But if we go to Jesus, touch the hem of his garment, he can take that issue away and set you free. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all she had and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, in the press behind her, touched his garment, she had her need made her faith. She knew she needed somebody because she'd been having this issue for 12 years. She was getting weak and weak and grew weary, lost friends, family. She was all by herself. But she needed somebody. She needed a touch from God. She lost all the money she had. She spent all the money she had on all the physicians. She went to people trying to get help. No one could help her. But she knew her need. And when she heard Jesus and about all the miracles he did, healing the blind, the lame walking, Lazarus raised from the dead, she knew she needed that miracle. So she went through the crowd and she said, "Only if I could touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole." She said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Hallelujah! Amen. God is good, isn't he? Oh, I'm so thankful we have a God that will heal us from our plague, from our issues. What a God. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself the virtue had gone out of him, turned about and pressed and said, "Who touched my clothes? Who touched me?" And the disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" He looked around about to see that one had done this, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done, and came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. She told him all the truth about her and that she needed to be healed. Thank you, Jesus. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. There's other scriptures of this woman. There's one in Luke, and there's one in I didn't write that down. Anyway, there's one in Luke, and there's one in Matthew. I think Matthew was 9:20, I think it is. Yes. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. So you find it in different places. In Leviticus, it was talking about the issue of blood in Leviticus chapter 15 also. But anyway, we need to have, each one needs to touch the hem of his garment and get rid of our issues. I've had issues at times, and I had to go to God, and I had to ask him to forgive me and take away this issue in my life. And when my honey and I was having a discussion, and I hurt him real deep. I didn't mean to. If God didn't take this issue, it would get worse. I thank God for taking the issue, because it's not that way anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Jesus is loving, and he wants to touch your heart and touch your issue and take that issue if you only ask him to take it. You don't have to voice your issue, but whatever is on your mind, if you're hurting, if somebody hurt your feelings, forgive that person. I know when I was on the radio station, I was hurt. But God took that issue. I'm not upset with that person anymore. He took that issue from my heart and set me free. And I thank you, Jesus. I have a few notes. I'll read a few of it. You know, some. Jesus can set you free from your issue. He will set you free if you surrender to him and leave it all at the foot of the cross. This woman heard of Jesus, and she had that plague for 12 years. Can you imagine? And she touched the hem of his garment and wanted to be set free. And she was set free. Praise God. And he said, my faith has made thee whole. We need to call on Jesus in faith believing when we have something in our lives that God doesn't want there. Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I know one time when I was, I get on these pogo games on my laptop, and I had a close friend. She lived far off, but we got to be friends on there. And one day, all of a sudden, she didn't talk to me no more, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I got to thinking of Jesus, you know. We don't talk to Jesus as often as we should. We don't read the Bible as often as we should. And it makes him hurt, it makes his heart ache, because we're not doing what we need to do. to show Jesus that we love Him, we really, truly love Him, we need to do that. I don't always read the Bible as much as I should, or pray as much as I should, but He wants us to call on Him, to pray to Him. Reach out to Jesus, because He's the only answer, He's the only way. I don't know what more I can say, but anyway, I appreciate y'all coming. And I pray this touched your heart some way. God bless you. If there's anybody that needs prayer, Tom, if you could come down and pray with people.